Hello, 5 minutes to prophetess, the word of God, episode 83. I trust that you are getting blessed by these words and you are not playing with the 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, and your whole world is made, your whole day is made. So, we've been quoting a fundamental scripture from Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. So by this time you should be able to quote it offhand. And so let's say, let's go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that is God's word for you. And in the previous episode, I said to you, in Genesis, he said, "By my word have I sworn." He has sworn by his word. He has sworn by himself. Every word of God is a vow. And that is why when God says something, he does not change. The sons of men can change their mind. I say, "I'm the Lord and I changeth not." He cannot change his mind. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Everywhere that God has spoken, according to Genesis 22:16, is a vow. He is the word. The word is part of him. He cannot be separated from his word. Every word he speaks is a vow. Are you excited about that? That as you read that word, that red word you have read is a vow. Oh, hallelujah. And to top it all, then Jesus himself is also the guarantee, the surety, the guarantee of the new covenant. So when you go to Hebrews 7:22, it says Jesus is the surety. So surety is the guarantee of the new covenant. You can imagine that the new covenant is the word, and Jesus, who is the word, is the surety of the word. My God, my God. So Jesus was a part of all that he said. He and his word are one. And then he is also the surety of the word. Genesis 21:2:16 is telling us that the Father says, or God is saying, "By myself have I sworn." Then you come to Hebrews 7:22, and Jesus, he is the guarantee of all the words spoken. Hey, every word spoken, every word you read, every single one of them, every word you read, he says, "I am your guarantee. I can guarantee you that this word is true. I can guarantee you that this word will come to pass. I can guarantee," listen, you can count on it. When you go and buy blender, you buy washing machine, you buy any equipment, they give you guarantees. They tell you that they can guarantee that this thing will not get spoiled in the next 10 years, in the next 5 years, in the next 2 years. If anything happens to it, bring it back. We will make it good. Bring it back. We either give you a new one or we work on it. You just bring it back. It is the guarantee. And you can rely on that. As you use it, you have confidence that who they have the shop. And then you have very, very popular shops, shops that are known for certain things. They're like Apple, when you mention Apple, you know. So if Apple has given you a guarantee, you are confident. How much more when Jesus Christ himself is the guarantee, surety, according to Hebrews 7:22, for every word in the Bible, in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, and by this time, you should know that the New Testament is not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That is a transition into the New Testament. The real New Testament began when Jesus died, because with his blood, the blood is cut. That's what cuts the new covenant. So when he died, after that, so you can start from Acts of the Apostles into Revelation. And he says, he, Jesus, is the guarantee. He's the guarantee. Oh my God. Jesus, the guarantee of all those. Please read that. Read, go to from Hebrews 7:22 and read it, and read everything in the New Testament, knowing that you are sitting on treasure. You are sitting. Jesus is the guarantee for every word spoken, every word written. You're so blessed today as you take God by his word and you move in Jesus' name. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.